Hello, good Sunday morning. Welcome to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything on WGM News Talk 105.1. I'm Kate Doherty, and with my co-host Keely Reger, and today we are excited to have a special guest by the name of John Effinger with us, and we're going to be talking about everything this morning. So, hi, John. How are you this morning?
Hey, Kate. I'm doing great.
So a little bit of backstory here. John is the program coordinator for Missouri Assistive Technology. And about, what, 6 years ago, Keely, now? I came home and I said, Keely, I went to this great conference. And it was called Power Up. And learned so much and loved it. And anyway, had to find out who all was involved in setting up this conference. And that's when I ended up meeting this crazy cat by the name of John Effinger. And, you know, John, I don't think a lot of people really know about the assistive technology centers in each state. And Missouri's lucky because they have a really great one. And you guys do great work up there. But why don't we start with kind of your story? How did you get into this whole technology and education thing?
That's a really super good question. I'm a speech pathologist by background, and I was working in the schools, and they had a kiddo who was nonverbal, and they knew that I could work with computers, so they asked me, now I'm going to date myself, in 1987, if I could work with this kiddo with CP on a communication device.
Now, when you say CP, you're referring to cerebral palsy, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes, cerebral palsy. Yeah, we're gonna acronym kill, right, on this.
Absolutely.
There's so many.
We're gonna try.
Yeah, there's so many, and it's so hard. And it's a hard habit to break. But anyway, they asked me if I could work with him on his communication device, and I always tell the Tory story because I know. We put Tori through some pretty brutal times. So the rest of my life, I've been learning how to use assistive technology appropriately. I worked in schools for 20 years. I worked with different device manufacturers for about 10 years. Came to Missouri about, I guess, 9 years ago. Worked for a company that made communication devices for people who are deaf, hard of hearing. And came across Missouri Assistive Technology, came in to visit, realized they had an amazing lending library and awesome funding. So here I am, 8 years later.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, John. I think, like, even when you talk about communication devices, I don't know that a lot of people, unless, like, I know Keely's familiar with it because she lived with adults in the community, but communication devices we refer to as AAC, alternate augmentative communication, or now you'll hear people toss around actually name brands like Toby Diamondvox or ProloQuotaGo or TouchChat HD. And literally, for everybody listening, there are hundreds out there.
Well, and I think that's something, Kate, that I think about is because it is so overwhelming. But if you don't know what you don't know, where do you start, John? What's the biggest thing we can do? Because Kate's rattling off all of these amazing names of equipment and companies that you can access. But I think as a parent or a family member or a friend who wants to help someone, where do they start?
Well, but or also as a teacher, as an educator, or even as a professional, I think like this can get, it can get really gray really fast. And unfortunately, what that means is that people don't get granted the access to the voice. Like you talked about all the way back in 1987, these devices would have cost thousands upon thousands of dollars, and you would have only really been accessing them with the most complex of individuals that that were fully nonverbal or that were more significant in need. However, now it's amazing because, you know, a parent can go out and they can get an app and they can begin implementing this at home with their child that's nonverbal and trialing these because the cost is no longer $20,000. I mean, some of these are, I mean, depending on how you view it. I mean, some of them are $100 in the $100 range.
But again, John, I guess I just want to ask you as the Mo ATP guy,
Missouri Assistive Technology.
Sorry, there I went with the acronyms. The biggest piece for me, though, is because there is so much, I still think people have trouble knowing where to start. It is accessible, right. But I think they get caught up in the chaos of it all. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point, let's just sort of circle back to what an assistive technology project like us is. What do we do? And one of the things we do is help people understand that there's gazillions of assistive technology devices out on the market, and communication devices just happens to be one section of that. So people could call us and we could help them kind of filter the noise. Now, the problem with where do you start and what do? And if you're on the internet, you know, back in 1987, we didn't have social media. We didn't have the internet. Everything we learned was through professional development. Well, now anyone who has access to the internet can learn darn near anything you want to know about the topic. So to answer your question, there is too much noise. And what's happening more and more every day is there is no bad decision. That if you're a parent and you start with something that gets a child to communicate, it's an awesome thing. So just do it. If you can find a cheap app and get it started, fine, go ahead. Then start networking with people like yourselves and, you know, calling places like us and talking to us about, well, you know, are there communication apps that are out there for an adult or a child? Or if you even want to get specific by disability, you can, because more and more manufacturers are making what I'm going to call targeted apps that can help people in different situations. Like if you had aphasia, for example, had a stroke and couldn't speak anymore, it'd be a different app than if you lost your voice and could still type. So the problem is, there's too much noise. People like us can help filter through that. But in terms of the learning, I think the two of you are probably better at responding to that than I am.
Oh, you're kind. You're kind.
Very, very, very kind. But, well, you know, and I think there's a misnomer out there that if we give a child or an adult a communication device that they won't speak. There's like this myth out there that it will somehow harm them or not allow them to learn or relearn speech. And that's simply not the case, correct?
Well, and think of it this way. We have dolls now that talk to kids. We have toys that interact with kids. And no one is concerned that giving them a speaking doll or a speaking game will prevent a child from interacting. And it's the exact opposite. So all the research shows that kids imitate what they hear. And if you give them a doll that, you know, makes a sound, they'll make the sound. If you give a kid a toy, they'll learn to say what they need to say to interact with the toy. And the same goes for AAC, that when kids interact with devices and they hear what they say, they'll imitate or they'll echo it or they'll respond to it. And it actually shows that they will learn language quicker. It's no really different than a parent who sits down with a child and talks to them. So it doesn't interfere with their ability to learn to speak or language. I mean, the language is the other part. So it doesn't interfere with anything. As a matter of fact, every kiddo on the planet should use AAC while they're developing, because it teaches language structure, it teaches articulation, it teaches all the rules of a language. So there's no need to restrict access.
Yeah, because every child and every adult deserves a voice. And we're going to unfortunately have to take a break now. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with John Effinger from Missouri Assistive Technology. And you are listening to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything on WGM News Talk 5 with co-hosts Keely Reger and Kate Doherty. Every child deserves a voice. Every grown-up deserves a voice. And we are so excited to have John on our show today. We'll be back in just a few.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Approved by the American Meteorological Society. leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568. Or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything on WGEM News Talk 105.1 FM with co-host Keely Rager.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Kate.
And myself, Kate Doherty. And today we have a really special guest on by the name of John Effinger. And right now we've been talking about communication devices, or AAC, or alternate augmentative communication devices. You may have heard them called a lot of different names. They used to be about $20,000, and now they're extremely affordable, and we can get a kiddo a voice for, you know, in a really affordable amount of money, sometimes as low as $100. But we're going to hit back, if it's okay with you, Keely, on that myth that if you give a kid a talker or a communication device, that they aren't going to talk. And we know that's simply not true.
And absolutely. You see a lot of parents, they're worried about that their kiddo is on their iPad or their notebook or their tablet, whatever they're using at the time, too much. And, I definitely think there's a balance, but I think if you have a kiddo who, or anyone who needs something to assist them in communication, I think that is necessary, and they should have it at all times. They've got to have a voice. We've got to give kids a way to communicate, or adults a way to communicate, because you're going to ward off a lot of frustration, possible issues with behavior down the road. So we've got a lot to talk about. So, John, we're going to let you roll with this one.
Just a little bit more. How about we hit again on that myth there that if you give a kid a communication device, they aren't going to talk?
Well, back in the day, I think we mentioned 1987 when I first started doing this, it was very mystical that we'd give kids a communication device. They had to go in and they had to get an evaluation, and a speech pathologist and a doctor would have to write a prescription, which they still can do. And then this device was delivered, and they were usually technically difficult and required a little bit of savvy to figure out how to program them. But now, today, any parent can get an iPad, and you said earlier, download an app without seeing an SLP, without getting permission from their doctor, and start communicating and interacting with the world. And, it's not any different than having a book read out loud. It's not any different than when they touch a keyboard and it says the letter G. Kids learn through how they interact in their environment. And if there are several buttons on a screen and they hit cookie and a parent says, wow, hey, you want a cookie? And they go get a cookie and give it to them. They just got reinforced to interact at that level. So, the idea of having devices that would somehow interfere with learning is just the exact opposite. The more they use it, the more learning will occur.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And I also, that whole piece about, I know it used to be, we'll go back to 1987, that a kid's communication device was only their
device.
Oh, and huge.
Huge.
And they were huge, except now one of the things that we know and we're finding, communication is a two-way street. I mean, you can have a child who's using a communication device, but if other kids are able to use it or communicate back and forth, I mean, that ability to peer model, to verbal model, to actually truly use communication as a two-way street has
And actually have a conversation.
Right.
think that's, you know, that's paramount for kids to have that social interaction, or anyone to have that social interaction. John, I'm with you. When I first started, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, but in this field, I too remember, and you know, it was very, very primitive, where we would come up with boards, you know, picture boards and whatever mm-hmm. works. And sometimes we still have to use those because we're, you know, along the journey, if someone's been injured, and that gives us the ability for them to access communication. However, we've got so many things at our fingertips now, and it's right. not as expensive. And I just think that we've got to get that in the hands of people, and parents need to not be afraid of it. I think too many times we don't step out and try something because of the fear, like you said before, of messing things up or not starting in the right place. But at least you're starting somewhere. Would you agree?
Well, the thing that, you know, I see happen all the time is people they'll go down and they'll download an app. And let's say the apps have symbols on them and words, and they'll try it. And they'll come back and say, this isn't working. This isn't doing what I thought it would do. And this is where the conversation kind of takes a different direction, that there are lots of different approaches you can take to get a child to communicate. And this isn't just about children. It's also for adults as well. So maybe if they're not engaged in a particular app, you look at what it is that the app is asking them to do to decide, well, maybe this isn't appropriate. So, for example, maybe a photo would be a better place to start. And there are apps that are out there that allow you to, what we call, create hotspots on a photo so that when you press that spot, it actually speaks. So you can take a picture of someone's environment and, you know, take a picture of their refrigerator. And when they touch the refrigerator, it says, I want to eat something.
Right.
So communicating with people who understand this industry and AAC and language, you can kind of narrow down the other options that may work more appropriately.
Well, and I think the other thing is it can evolve over time. I mean, in our
sure.
personal journey, we did words with pictures on a Prolo Quotigo, which I'm not, I want to be clear, we aren't recommending a device or a particular product.
Right.
But it can evolve
right.
over time because that particular program is words and photos. However,
right.
once we became a reader, the symbols became confusing to us. So we evolved away to that and went simply to a word-based model. So I think sometimes, and actually sometimes we get a phone call and somebody will say, well, I want something that's going to last forever. Well,
right.
you know, depending on your child or depending on your adult, there are very few things that I know that last forever. And the hope with it is that you will be able to grow and it will evolve. And, you know, in many cases, you know, sometimes you get lucky. If a child hearing that perfect verbal model over and over and over again can supply a wonderful way for children to begin to get some phrases or some words in. And I think it's a fantastic for a lifelong communication system if that's what you need, but also as a way to initiate and prompt more speech development.
So to interject, though, there is an inroad, and to me that would be the ability to use print literacy, because that's the forever model in modeling.
That's good. You're right.
So as a speech pathologist, if I can get anyone, child, adult, using print literacy to write, they can communicate whatever they want.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you can start with whole words and start communicating by putting words together. And then graduate to writing words. And they don't even have to be spelled correctly anymore. Sometimes devices will recognize the word even though it's spelled incorrectly. So the idea is I want to give somebody unlimited vocabulary. I need to get as close to using letters to write with. But, you know, for a lot of people, that's a long journey. That might be, you know, 25, 30 years. Some people, it's overnight because they had a laryngectomy and they couldn't talk anymore, and they pick up a device and they just start writing out messages. And now we joke all the time, the only thing that's different between printing and speaking is the print button or the speak button, because everything talks anymore.
Right.
So even if I use a notepad, I can make it speak for me. So I think breaking down this notion that somehow communication stuff is specialized and unique and requires, you know, advanced degrees to use is totally debunked. And there are companies out there that are making parent-driven education apps to teach parents how to use communication systems without ever seeing a professional. And to me, that's exciting.
That is
exciting. I'm hoping that kind of breaks things open.
That is exciting. And we're going to have to, unfortunately, take another break. But when we come back, I want to talk about that. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything with co-host Keely Reger, Kate Doherty, and our special guest, John Effinger from Missouri Assistive Technology. And we're talking about giving children and adults a voice with technology and how amazing it truly is and how accessible it can be for all, and hopefully debunking some of the myths that are currently associated with these devices.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Proved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Hey everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. Co-host Keely Reger, Kate Doherty, and special guest John Effinger. And right now, I think we're going to hit on, John, one of my biggest things is I don't think it's right that we have this misconception that kids and adults have to earn a right to have a voice. And sometimes, unfortunately, it seems that appears to be what you run into.
Well, it's a funding problem, right? Because we've all been sort of programmed that in order to get a communication device, you have to go through a series of professionals to get Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance to pay for a communication device. And, you know, that's still true today, but it was really true in the past. And now what has happened is that's no longer the case if you want to get started tomorrow. So I no longer really need permission from someone to start communicating with a kiddo. If I can't afford it, funding is the way to go, and you have to still go to a speech pathologist, a physician to get, you know, go through all the steps to get something. But I think the bigger conversation here is, you know, when you put your hands in a professional person, you're making the assumption that they're knowledgeable about what's best for your kiddo. And I'm going to argue that there's a lot of folks who really do not know very much about this topic. So the more informed a parent is, the more proactive they can be. And in some cases, they're going to discover that what the recommendations are by the professionals is not the course they want to take. They want to take a different course. But now you can go online and download an app and do it.
I love Google for that reason, or anywhere
right.
else that you can find it, because you're absolutely right. We run into places or people, professionals along the way that, like you said, make recommendations, but it might not necessarily be what is right for our family member or our friend
right.
or whomever we're helping. And sometimes funding can get in the way, but I would also argue there's a lot of things out there now. And again, that's just a whole resource thing that, you know, Kate and I would really like to bring to this area so that people know where to start, where they can get it if money is an issue, funding is an issue,
sure.
because it is affordable now. But talking about professionals, sometimes, you know, getting them to see it from the parent's perspective and
right.
acknowledging that they've done their homework, they've went out
right.
and researched it.
Well, or even sometimes what you run into is you find where teachers or a classroom aide, they've trialed a device. If you're lucky
sure.
enough to be in a
sure.
school system where maybe they actually own an app such as this, or maybe they borrow one from Missouri Assistive Technology, because you can borrow these. And they trial one with a kiddo, and then they find out, and the kiddo's using it. I mean, it's working, so they're all excited. But then to get that funding piece, they have to go get a quote-unquote professional evaluation. And then
That's
what
true.
Ends up sometimes happening is the kiddo doesn't like that. You know, and for me, the other piece of this is whatever works for the child, whatever works for the child's family, whatever is working within their, you know, within their life structure is the good one. And really, I think when you get down to it, the people who know and are working with the child the best,
mm-hmm.
You know, that it's a big motivation for a mom to want to hear their child who's never said, "I love you," say, "I love you." And
oh.
the first time you watch a mom or a dad hear, "I love you," from a child with a communication device is, you know, if you're listening out there, ladies and gentlemen, if you can keep a dry eye when you see that happen, good for you. But I mean, giving kids and adults a voice is just fascinating.
Well, I think the thing we need to touch on is this whole idea of magic, because when you give kids a communication app, they're not going to magically suddenly use it.
Exactly.
And when you get a device in the mail, they're not going to look at a page and suddenly magically, you know what to do with it. So a lot of it is the interaction that you have with the individual. And if there's no buy-in by the family, and the only person who's bought in is the therapist, then
or vice versa,
right?
Or vice
right.
versa.
There's no long term carryover.
Yeah. There's got to be a team approach
on anyone's part.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Well, and then the other thing I see that'll happen is sometimes we'll start and we'll begin to try and implement this device with someone, and maybe we're talking about basketball. That's what they're using as a motivator for the kid. But the kid hates basketball. They like, you know, they like Cardinals baseball.
Are you speaking from personal preference, Catherine?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's funny. Or we'll give them, you know, the watch Jane run, see, you know,
right.
Joe go.
It's got to bring value to this person. Whoever is needing to use this device to have a voice, they've got to see the value in it.
And value is only going to come with variety and
absolutely.
Access, right?
Yes.
So if you talk about baseball every single day, eventually I'm going to get tired of talking about baseball.
Well, you know, John, one of my favorite ways that I see kids is when somebody programs a button for them, "I want to play." And you bring another kid in, and the kiddo hits the "I want to play" button, and then they play. I mean, play is a powerful motivator for a child, and yet
right.
we forget these things.
Right. Yeah. No, agreed.
So, anyway, I can't believe this segment. We're going to have you back, Mr. John, because
you
are
fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Because it makes me really sad. Guys, there's so much more on this particular topic we want to delve into, so you're probably going to hear us come back to it a few times. But anyway, for right now, this is our Sunday morning hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. Co-host Keely Rager and Kate Doherty. Special guest John Effinger. If you have show ideas, please call 217-617-3568 or visit the website upatdowncountry.com. Again, that's upatdowncountry.com, or you can like us on Facebook. Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. Thank you so much, John.